This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
KQAL and Winona State University are proud to present Over the Back Fence, a community variety show from the St. Main Theater in Lanesboro, Minnesota. The St. Main Theater hosts a yard sale this month with songs like Where Did You Get That Hat? And Who Will Buy? Ole and Lars reprise a classic post-Buffalo Bill Days skit while the Back Fence Gang shares their weirdest yard sale finds. Special guest Al Batt shares an expertly crafted story about a fateful trip back home with his parents from a family reunion. Musical guest The Singing Lawyers return for their first appearance on the show since 2013. A sing-along of Summertime, Summertime rounds out the show. Now, here's Over the Back Fence, hosted by Damon Presteman on the live feed.
Here's Damon!
Can't believe it! You can listen to Over the Back Fence on KQAL on Wednesday at 6 p.m. or anytime at kqal.org or on our podcast, which you can find wherever you find podcasts. Our theme tonight is yard sale. Tonight's musical guests are the Singing Lawyers. Al Batt will be here too to tell some fine tales. I'm your host, Damon Presteman, and please join me in welcoming our musical director, Heidi Dimming. Heidi, it is so nice to see all these people out there tonight.
Do you think they were all expecting to buy stuff?
Yeah. They might have been. I guess we should have put some price tags on some stuff, huh?
I've got a bunch of stuff I don't want, so if you want to talk to me after, come see me.
Right.
I'm trying to simplify. It's not that easy. You know that. No, I'll keep my husband the rest.
Everything else can go. Everything else is free to
I'll
go.
I'll keep husband and dogs. The rest can go.
Oh, really? Yeah. In that order? Or?
Well, that's the way I said it.
Might not be the way you feel it, though. Is that what you're
Depends
saying?
Depends on the hour.
Yeah. Hey, it's hot out.
It's very hot out. It's hot in here, too.
It's hot in here, but that's okay because we've got, for those of you listening at home, there are 311 people in the theater tonight.
In 120 seats.
In 120
really
seats.
Good.
We've got them doubled up, tripled up.
Yeah, that's
Some
good.
People are getting to know each other real well. Hey, I see the Back Fence Gang is gathering around the fence. I wonder if they have a yard sale sign.
Well, did you know, Damon, finding music with yard sale in it is not the easiest thing?
Yes, I was aware of that on account of I'm on the show
You're
tonight
on the
singing,
show?
And I couldn't find the song.
That's why I gave you one, because I couldn't find enough either. So I want you people to pay close attention to every word on every song tonight, because none of them are the original. We parodied everything.
Merchandise is almost free. Bargain basement shopping spree.
Backbench Gang with their version of Yardzill. I like Yardzills, actually.
Do you?
I really do. I drive by them and I look at the stuff and then I never stop.
Oh, I drive by and go really fast because I don't want more stuff.
Sure. Well, you know, it's kind of nice. One thing nice about yard sales is the original recycling. You know
true,
what I mean?
True,
you know, it's
true,
like you
true.
Give up your stuff that you don't want anymore and you give it to someone else and then they put it away and sell it again someday about 10 years later.
Yeah. It's right back out in the driveway. You've heard of the Mississippi 100-mile yard sale? Yep. Okay, and now this year they had the 60-mile river sale. So that's where this rolling on the river thing came from. We are stretching on this show. Our planning meeting, we went crazy, and we went, okay, so we're going to do rolling on the river, and people are going to tell you about the great things they bought.
Treasure in the early 90s. So we came into town, kind of late. It was either on a Friday or a Saturday night. Well, late in the afternoon. And then it really wasn't a yard sale. It was a rummage sale. It was at the Sons of Norway. So I go in there and I'm thinking, oh, things are really going to be picked over. Boy, was I wrong. So I went in there and I said to the lady, I can't believe someone did not pick this up. And you could tell she was tired. She had been there all day. And she says, lady, this is your lucky day. And then I said, I can't believe it's only 10 cents. And she said, just like I said, lady, this is your lucky day. So I bought it for 10 cents. It's my treasure. Pickled Norwegians.
I got this incredible, authentic 17th century jewelry box, musical jewelry box that I found that I bought from a German lady for 50 cents. And when I asked her what the country of origin was, she mumbled something about Penn. And I said, what about Penn? And she goes, yeah, Penn.
I got this gorgeous sweater about 40 years ago at a garage sale, and I've never worn it. Anybody want it?
I got this giant zucchini at a yard sale just down the street. Actually, it was more like a yard. And it was free.
Karen and I came to town on a Saturday, and we had an appointment with a realtor to look at a 3-acre lot in a subdivision north of Lanesboro. And so we had some time to kill, and it was Preston garage sale day, so we hit garage sales. And this red car drives up, and these people come out, and they came over and talked to us. They were super friendly. And then so it's time to go to the next garage sale. We go. And I'm looking at stuff, and I look, and here comes this red car again. And they came right for us. They walked up to us, and like, what's your name? And we're starting to think, oh, what's going on here, you know? So then we went to the next garage sale, and I'm not even looking at the stuff. I'm just looking for the red car. Sure enough, it comes. And this happens like 4 times probably. And I look at my watch. It's time to go look at that lot. So we drive from Preston up north of Lanesboro, and we're there with the realtor, and we're talking to the realtor about the land, and I can see in the distance this red car. And it's raising dust coming down the dirt road, and they drive all the way up to us and come out of the car and say, where's the garage sale? We're only kidding. We live next door. And so we went to their house. We got to know them. We've been good friends for 20 years. And I can see you out in the audience. Could you stand up?
Ah! Oh!
Oh! I only go to one garage sale every year, and it's Lena's. I gotta buy my clothes back.
Oh my, that's the Over the Back Fence gang with some of their purchases and stories from different garage sales. One of the people in that skit stole a zucchini.
No, it was just laying there, unclaimed. And yeah. That's
it wasn't a yard sale, it was a farmer's market.
I'm sorry, Damon, I know you don't cook, but zucchini that big are not good for anything but pig food.
Good to know, handy. Handy, and that concludes our cooking portion of the program. Well, as I look over the fence, I see a very good friend of mine. That looks like Harvey Benson over there. How you doing, Harvey? What do you got for us?
Well, this noon I was sitting on my sofa looking at my bird feeders and looking at birds, and a very special kind of rare bird drove into my yard. And I was really happy because this is not a bird you see very often. It's one everybody should see as often as possible. And so this interesting and exciting bird is with us tonight. And we are so lucky because I think it's been a couple of years since he's been here to make his appearance. And so everybody here, you and all of us, we're really lucky to have this very wonderful, rare, melodious bird with us tonight. I'm really happy that our friend Al Batt is here.
Thank you, Harvey. That was awfully nice. Thank you all for being here. Man, it's good to see y'all. Except for that person and that person and that one. Other than that, you're all good. So, the only thing I've ever bought at a yard sale was toilet paper. There's more. Have you ever been driving along when you have a urge for something? Might be ice cream if you're lucky, chocolate, or toilet paper if you're not so lucky. So I was driving along and I wanted toilet paper and I saw a yard sale. It didn't say toilet paper, but if you want to have a yard sale and get people to stop, put up yard sale featuring toilet paper and they will stop. Trust me on this because they'll just want to see what it is. So I stopped with my urge. And I bought toilet paper. The guy who sold it to me claimed it was a necktie. But he didn't know. I want to tell a story, because that's what storytellers do. You're all storytellers. Every human, if we've drawn a breath, we're a storyteller. I was probably 9 years old, something like that. I'm in a house in Algona, Iowa. And it's my family, the extended family. When you're 9 years old, you've only heard rumors about some of them. You really don't know which one is which. Some of them were 140 or 50. You see them later at a funeral and say, I think I knew him somewhere along the line. When you shuffle along and everybody says, oh, he looks good, doesn't he? Yeah, he looks good. And I'd walk by and say, he looks dead is what he looks. And I get in trouble. Well, I'm at this thing, and it's for my mother's side of the family. And we'd been to church for a baptism, and the baby was just amazing. Did everything perfectly well. Gave a nice little talk after the baptism. And it was, it's an advanced family on the cooks. They really, and I'm in there. And it took us forever to get there because it was on my mom's side of the family. My dad would drag his feet. You had to get a cattle prod to get him. He said, we got to get going. Oh, I know. And he'd say, Alan, you know, I love your mother, but how she ever came from that peculiar lot, I will never know. So we drive down to Iowa, to Algona. It was all downhill all the way. And we're in there, and we got food. We're at the parents' house, and we're just feeding and eating more and eating more. And it was so good. Well, my dad is done with what he came there to do. He's eating. He's standing over there against a wall with a couple other guys, you know, around his age that are just in-laws. They married into this. And they're all standing over there, and my dad, every so often, he'd look at his watch. And he'd tap it, and he'd hold it up to his ear and say, yeah, it's still working. My mom is flitting from family group to family group saying, really? She's in college now? Do you have her address? And they'd hunt down a pencil and a piece of paper and write it down. I'm going to send her a letter and just tell her I'm so proud of her being in college and all. And she's just doing that. And my dad's over there sighing deeply every so often and looking at his watch. And finally, mom senses him over there because he's beating his head against the wall at this point. And she comes over and she said, well, I suppose we should head for home because those cows will not milk themselves. And my dad, trying to be the benevolent ruler that he was, said, well, we can wait a little. And mom took off, which shocked him. He thought she'd say, oh, no, we got to go now. But instead, she took off, and she's going from like a butterfly or a bee from one flower group to the other. And dad's over there panicking, running, said, I read the watch wrong. And she said to the others, I guess we need to go. So we gathered up everything. You got some leftovers a little bit. Everybody had to take something home because they make enough for three armies. And we do the Iowa goodbye, and now we do the Minnesota goodbye. You know how that goes. You don't just say, yeah, hey, see ya. No, they follow you. They follow you right to the door, and they say, oh, boy, you got to come again. Maybe when there's not something going on, just come, and it'll be just us. Yeah, come again. And then you open the door a little bit, just enough, depending on the time of year, to let the cold or heat or mosquitoes in, and you stand there for a half hour where they say, you need to come more often. Finally, you get out on the steps, and they come out, and they follow you down to the car, and they say, oh, well, goodbye. Yeah, goodbye, goodbye. You get in the car, you have to roll down the window so they can lean in and say, you be sure to write her at college. I'll tell her she's gone. I'm going to send her a letter telling her that you'll be sending her a letter. And my mom says, yeah, I'll do that. Finally, we get on the road. Everybody's waving like friendly natives of Iowa, waving at us as we go down the road. Well, we're down the road for about a half hour. And my mother says, it's been a while since we've eaten. Dad says, you know it has. She said, we could just well stop at a cafe. That way we can eat, and when we get home, we'll just milk those cows. They won't know what hit them. Dad said, that's why I married you. You have great ideas all the time. So we pull into Buffalo Center, Iowa, where they have the Buffalo Center Cafe, oddly enough. Perfectly named. You know where it is and what it is. We pull in there. We had a 1953 Pontiac Chieftain, black one, straight 8 engine with a head of Chief Pontiac glowing in amber hue. And we pulled right in by there. And we get out and we walk inside. And we'd been there before. The waitresses remembered us. And they said, the bats, you're back. My dad said, yep, we got hungry. She said, would you like a table or a booth? Dad said, I think we're partial to a booth. Went over and sat down. It was one of those Naugahyde ones where there was no air conditioning in there, so you did not wear shorts in the summertime going in there. Otherwise, you welded right to that Naugahyde, and you were there till like November, maybe, when it got cool enough you could get off. So we're in there, and we're sitting down, and the waitress comes. She got a big smile like a wave across slop pail, and she said, can I get you a menu and some water? And my dad said, we'll take the water, but you can keep the menu. We'll have the special. All of us, all three of us, we'll have the special. She said, excellent choice. And away she went. I panicked. I'm a little boy. What could that special be? Could be freshly clubbed carp dipped in chocolate sauce. Who knows what it is? I'm looking around to see if there's a red board, blue board, white board. There's nothing that indicates what the special is. While we're waiting, my mom, in Buffalo Center and all those little cafes, they had a library. They were all the newspapers from like the last 2 months stacked up there. My mom dug around in her purse, took out her reading glasses, the little half glasses, slid down her nose, and she started reading the obituaries and telling my dad, I think you know this guy. I think you knew him. Well, I don't know any. Yeah, you do. Oscar Bernard. That's it. Name sounds kind of familiar. I think he was your cousin Newton's best friend. Oh, I didn't know him that well. Well, he was married to Vicky. Well, I think that guy was married to Darlene. Said he worked at Hormel. Oh, I don't think. I think he worked at Snap-on Tools. Well, maybe he got a new wife and a new job. You never know how those things, they go hand in hand sometimes. Does it list the pallbearers? And they used to list the pallbearers. Went down Newton Barnes. That is. Mom said, I got to write that down, send him a sympathy card. Dad says, you don't even know where his wife. Well, she was nice. He was nice. I'll send him one. And then the food arrived.
tater tot hot dish. The world's most perfect food. Angels sang. We just hoovered it right now. She came with a bill and even a bigger smile. She didn't interrupt us once while we had a mouthful and said, "How is it?" She was that good. Brought the bill, she smiled. Dad left a nice tip because she seemed to like what she does. He liked to do business with people, liked doing what they do. We got in the car, we're headed home. We're down the road a ways. My mom is digging around in her purse. Says, "George?" Dad said, "I'm right here." She said, "Remember when we were in that cafe in Buffalo Center?" He said, "Well, I'm not daft, woman. We were just there. I remember being there. It was a place we ate food there. I remember." "Yeah, well, remember when I was reading about your cousin's best friend?" "Yes, I remember that. I can remember even farther back than that." And she said, "Well, when I took out my glasses, I think I left them back there in that car." Oh. My dad had what we in the family referred to as conniptions. You all had somebody like that, or maybe you have them, I don't know. He said, "You what?" And she started to repeat, and he said, "Don't tell me again, I'm not deaf, I heard you, you left your glass." "Honestly, Lucille, if your head wasn't permanently attached to your body, I expect you left that back there too, which have been all right, because when we went back, we could have got your head and the glasses would have still been on it." The whole time we're still headed towards home. And he goes through this whole litany about mom's head lying around the country. "Remember that time you left?" "Yeah." It was one of those historical arguments that married couples have. They're not hysterical, they're historical, where you bring up every mistake from the past that even remotely related. Finally, he makes a U-turn. "If he ever drove a 1953 Pontiac Chieftain, it takes about 12 acres, but you get it turned around." And we're headed back, and my dad is going on and on about my mom's head being in all these places that I'd never been, yet mom's head had been there at one time. If I'd walked by, I'd have recognized it. I'm in the back seat saying, "Lord, please let that cafe be open. Because my dad's going to make a point. If it's not open, we're just going to sit there all night." We pull in, and you can see it's all lit up, and you can see the waiters are pushing brooms. And I said, "Thank you, Lord." Dad turns around and looks at me and says, "Alan, you go in there and get your mom's glasses. If I send her in there, she'll just leave something else. We'll have to turn right around and come back." Oh, I was happy to get out of there because I didn't want to hear anything more about my mom's severed head. I love my mom. That's a terrible vision to have for a little boy. So I get out and I'm walking up there. I'm almost to the door and the Pontiac door opened with that, and then big door. And I look over and it's my dad. He said, "Alan, come here, come here, come here." He says, "You're quite a farmer. Have I ever told you that?" I said, "Well, no, I don't think so." "Well, you are. You're going to be a man here soon. You're plowing now. I could just well turn the cows over to you. You do such a good job. You get around our age, you and me, we have some secrets. It's a good idea to keep some secrets. We don't want to worry your mother with some of these. There's no point. The woman's got enough problems the way it is. We just don't want to bother." I said, "Dad?" He said, "Yeah, when you're going in there and getting your mom's glasses?" I said, "Yeah. Maybe you could pick up my hat, too." I went in and got it and ran to the car, and it was the wrong hat. But if I ever have a yard sale, I will have a sweat-stained hat that wasn't my dad's. And toilet paper. Please stop. God bless you all.
Al Bat, ladies and gentlemen. You can catch his column, the Bluff Country Reader, for the birds. Al Bat. Wow. It is good to have secrets. Yeah. It is good to have secrets. I feel like we just took a little tour down to Iowa and back. That was nice.
Nostalgia, I love it.
It was very, very nice. I see the gang is gathering again, or at least the men are. I wonder what they have in store for us.
I have a feeling that's something to do with hats.
Oh, this is all coming full circle, isn't it?
Now how I came to get this hat is very strange and funny. Grandfather died and left to me his property and money. And when the will was read out, they told me straight and flat, if I would have his money, I must always wear his hat. Where did you get that hat? Where did you get that tile? Isn't it a knobby one and just a proper style? I should like to have one just the same as that. At 21, I thought I would to my sweetheart be married. But people in the neighborhood had said too long we tarried. So off to church we went right quick, determined to get wed. I had not long been in there when the parson to me said, where did you get that hat? Where did you?
Men, where'd you get that hat?
That song is from 1888.
I couldn't tell. Now, a long time ago, these next guests were on the show a long time ago. And they were on not so long ago, but still too long ago that we've missed them desperately since they've been gone. And now, tonight, they are back for a command performance, as we could probably call it. Please join me in welcoming the Singing Lawyers.
Singing it in Chicago. They're chanting in California. They're belting it out in Brooklyn. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever gone to see a lawyer and thought, she's great, if only she could sing?
Have you ever gone to hear a singer and thought, gee, if only she could practice law?
Well, look no further. If you've had an accident with lots of pain and suffering, headaches that won't go away with Tylenol or Buffering.
You go to see a doctor, but there's nothing he can do. You cry aloud in anguish, is there someone I can sue?
Desperate and beside yourself, you're craving entertainment. You see the singing lawyers and you wonder where the pain went.
You're feeling so much better and you've learned one thing.
You need a lawyer who can sing. We're pretty good singers for lawyers. We're pretty good lawyers for singers.
We draft agreements.
Lunch at Sardi's.
We do bar mitzvahs.
And private parties.
No extra music charge
for Ornstein and Ornstein attorneys at large.
Besides being listed in Martindale Hubble, the Ornsteins have received rave reviews all over Fillmore County. For example, in Preston.
Shut up, it's so loud!
In Harmony.
Shut up, I heard that one already!
In Lanesboro.
Shut up or I'll kill you!
Yes, it's unanimous.
Your wife is aggravating you, you didn't mean to hurt her. You waved a little knife around and now they call it murder. They throw you in the slammer, which to you does not make sense. You call the singing lawyers and they rush to your defense. Lawyers try most everything from Gershwin to Cole Porter. They're finishing Aida when the courtroom comes to order. The jury's verdict guilty, lock him up where he belongs.
Next time we'll try some different songs.
We're pretty good singers for lawyers. We're pretty good lawyers for singers.
Pretty good, we sing the standards.
We give good service.
We've got good diction.
We don't get nervous.
We're
we're too loud to ignore. We're Ornstein and Ornstein attorneys at law.
It's the same lawyers! Back on Over the Back Fence. It's been a lot of years. And we are so glad that you're here. Welcome back.
We're happy to be here.
Holy cow, we're glad you're here too. Tell me, I got a couple of quick questions for you, first of all. Are you really lawyers?
We are really lawyers.
We are.
And what type of law do you practice?
Well, we practice different kinds of law. I represent writers and publishers and book agents in things related to books. So it's really fun. And I can talk about what I do at dinner, unlike John, who...
I do securities litigation.
Oh!
Yeah, that's probably
riveting.
That's all you want to hear about.
Yeah, that sounds riveting. We'll be doing a meet and greet after the show when we're talking about securities and copyright law a little bit later.
Well, that actually would be more interesting.
Well, really, than it would be more interesting than securities litigation. That does sound kind of boring, actually. It really.
Yeah. Well, let's move on.
Should we move on from that? All right. Very good. Very good. Now, how did you guys discover? Well, first of all, are you married?
We really are.
So you really are a married couple, singing and practicing law. You actually are the singing lawyers. Therefore, you are the first lawyers not to lie.
Not about this.
That got too big.
For those of you that don't get that joke, just think about it on the way home. You'll laugh. I promise. I promise you'll laugh. And so you practice in Minneapolis, or is that
yes.
where you guys are from?
Yes.
When did you discover that you like to sing together?
That's how we met.
Oh, you're kidding. Let's hear about it.
We met in law school doing the law school show.
It was called the Law Review.
Oh. R-E-V-U-E.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's creative. The Law Review. And that really is how you met then?
Yes.
And then you both passed the bar in the first try?
Yes.
This is seeming a lot like a deposition. Are you sure you're not the lawyer? Just want to know.
Yeah,
this is not what we were promised. I didn't think you were the lawyer, no.
For friendly banter, it's all this. It's just friendly banter. Have I taken up enough time to allow you to put on your new costume?
My new costume is on.
Would you have another tune or two or three for us?
Well, yes, we do, and these are world premieres.
Ooh.
Yes.
And very good. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, we prepared for this with a lot of enthusiasm, but without asking anyone what the theme was. So... The only way I think it ties into your theme is that it's really random.
Very good. Very appropriate. It's the singing lawyers.
That pop, it ends when I stop, and that's not all. This pattern's from Vogue, but I went rogue. My knitting friend said, don't go there. But I used 12 kinds of yarn, including mohair. With sparkles and ribbons and stainless steel, I knit what I see, I knit what I feel. You make colorful, beautiful things when you're knitting. Scarves and shawls and ponchos, full of style, full of grace. If more people would shut up and stick to their knitting, I'm not kidding, the world would be a better place. When I'm on the phone, I knit, sitting home alone, I knit, middle of the night. I knit, stopping for a light. I knit when I shop for shoes. I knit, following the news. I knit and knit. I think about the world and anxiety attacks. I knit so I can relax. It's a punchini. The yarn's from my stash. It gives me a rash. The colors might clash, that's why it's teeny. Now it's a beanie. And when I finish you, I get to start too. I don't always love my creation.
toasted human race.
I can stop anytime I want.
So, knitting is one pastime, and some people have discovered another pastime, which is doing genealogy online. I did a little of this, and then I discovered how many people are doing this, because I was kind of ashamed to mention it, and then I realized it was everybody's guilty secret that they had spent some time putting family trees up and paying the fee monthly to whichever service it was. And it just got me thinking that maybe they needed a little better publicity than what they have on TV. They needed a song or an infomercial, or maybe this isn't it, but this is what I and Debbie and I came up with. I spit into a cup and sent my DNA all sealed and packaged up and mailed to 23andMe. They said I'd found out where I'm from. Am I a prince or just a bum embarking on an odyssey of self-discovery? 'Cause I've got relatives by the dozen, and they've got relatives too. I could be George Washington's 17th cousin, and I could be related to you. While I waited to find out who am I, what I'm all about, I entered my whole family tree in Ancestry.com. My wife said I became obsessed. I never showered or got dressed. I sat at my computer finding records on my mom. 'Cause I've got relatives by the dozen, and they've got relatives too. I could be Thomas Edison's 17th cousin, and I could be related to you. They sent me a link. Email addresses, 23andMe professors, the people share my DNA. I didn't hesitate to investigate and find family across the USA. So thank you, 23andMe, for in my quest for family, you brought around the one I found, who's now so dear to me. My bastard cousin looks something like me. Who knew he was in our family tree? He thought he was Norwegian, 'cause that's what he learned at home. But now instead of ufta, he can say Shabbat Shalom. My bastard cousin is wondering why our heads are buzzing, but DNA doesn't lie. An uncle has a little fling, and soon it changes everything. Somebody someday may have to testify. Till then, it's my bastard cousin and I. So, before you test your DNA, perhaps you may consider that you never know exactly what you'll find. For what is done can't be undone, and it's no fun to be the one to point out to your cousins there's a child left behind. We've all got relatives by the dozen, and today genealogy is hot. But you're probably not George Washington's cousin. It doesn't matter a lot. So stick with the bastards you've got. TV, I traded my lederhosen in for a kilt. You just think about, why did that happen? What happened back there? So that's where that song comes from. Oh, we have another one. No?
Okay.
This is another thing that's just part of everybody's life.
73. Someone who you knew in 10th grade has a birthday. What a slut she was back then. Happy birthday. Daryl has relatives over today. Rachel has noticed her hair turning gray. Millions of people with nothing to say, but we say it anyway. It's a Facebook kind of day. Craig saw a beautiful sunset. Harry's at the Apple Store. Ronnie has pictures of him and his friends from 1974. Mary's mother had a procedure for hemorrhoids. Did we really need to know? Hey, feel better. Kathy is cleaning her closets at 2. Michael is painting his patio blue. Gerald has relatives over today. Rachel has noticed her hair turning gray. Millions of people with nothing to say, but we say it anyway. It's a Facebook kind of day. Play a game of online Boggle. That wasn't a good one. Let's try again. That wasn't a good one. Let's try again. That wasn't a good one. Let's try again. Good one. Let's try again. Melanie agrees with Paul Krugman.
Like.
Sheldon has a dancing cat.
Like.
Meg lost another 5 pounds on her diet, so she doesn't feel quite as fat.
Hi, Meg.
Bernie found a Japanese beetle
in his dinner. 50 people post the same face. Picking the kids up from practice today. Opened the bottle of good Cabernet. Daryl has relatives over today. Rachel has noticed her hair turning gray. Millions of people with nothing to say, but we say it anyway. It's a Facebook kind of day. Craig saw a beautiful sunrise. Martha tried a new kind of. We are Americans, everyday Americans, ordinary peoples, just like you. Pleased to be meeting you here on the Facebooks, where we watch everything you say and do. You hate the president, we hate the president, unless you love the president, and we do too. You may have maximum privacy setting, but don't you worry, we'll find you.
Having so many friends, a virtual love fest, the fun never ends.
Instagram, Twitter, and oh so much more. Someday I'll discover what Snapchat is for. People you knew who you tried to forget. People you're sorry that you ever met. Ryan is having a moment of zen. Debbie and John are performing again. Daryl has noticed his hair turning gray. Millions of people with nothing to say, but we say it anyway. It's a Facebook kind of day. It's a Facebook kind of day.
The Scene Lawyers! Come together, the Scene Lawyers! Facebook kind of day. Wow. Man.
I want a copy of those words.
Holy cow.
I'm going to just take a quick little breath here, actually, because that was fantastic. Well, I see the Back Fence gang has gathered. I wonder what they have in store for us now.
Oh, I like this. How about you?
Yeah, pretty nice. Oh, I've been looking for one of these.
I can't believe it. See that? It looks like a real waterfall crystal ball from Ireland.
Oh my, I think you might be right. And it's only $5. Grab it quick.
Oh, excuse me. I reserved it, sorry.
It was just lying there. Five. I'll give you two for $5.
I'll give you 10.
20.
30.
40.
50.
60.
70.
150. 250.
350.
450.
500.
500? It's yours. So, this fabulous anti-glass bowl.
Made in China.
That'll teach you. You gotta be careful. That kind of reminds me of being in an auction, starting to bid against yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
You have to set a limit, too.
Yeah, you do. And you can't get caught up in the emotion of what's going on. Because it can catch up to you in a heartbeat. Well, what do I see here? I see the back fence women have gathered. Women, who will buy?
I figured it was time for an Ole and Lena thing, and I want to preview this a little bit. This was done exactly 10 years ago this month and Over the Back Fence, right after Buffalo Bill Days weekend, and it's an original Ole and Lars script.
We take you to Ole's farmhouse. Deep in the heart of Fillmore County, where Ole and his cousin Lars are kicking back, enjoying a cold one, now that Buffalo Bill Days is over again for another year. The weekend-long festivities spawned memories of when Ole and Lars got sick of farming a few years ago and decided to start a comedy club in town. They yearned for a glamorous nightlife and thought running a comedy club would be ideal. Well, as in most get-rich schemes Ole and Lars come up with, this one did not last long either. But they have a lot of good memories to call upon.
Well, Lars, another Buffalo Bill weekend is in the bag then.
Yeah, you know, and the good thing was that neither one of us got into any trouble this year.
Yeah. It isn't like the days when we ran Ole and Lars's Laugh Snack and Snacks then there.
Oh, boy. They were the good times then. You know, we got home late. We slept late.
Yep.
Sure beats hauling that manure.
Yep, and it was much better than when we bought out Tiemann's Bovine Neutering Service and ran that company for a year.
Yeah.
Hey, remember our advertising slogan? Tiemann's, making steers for 33 years. That's no bull.
Yep, I remember that adventure too, and it wasn't too bad. As our fathers used to say, could be worse then.
Hey, do you remember our opening act?
Oh, I sure do. I almost know that one by heart.
Yeah, me too. Let's see, I think it was something like this then. Say, Lars.
Yeah, Ole.
You know how to tell a level-headed Norwegian?
Yeah, well, when you see the snooze running out of both sides of his mouth, that's how you tell. He's a real level-headed then. Hey, Ole, you remember when Cousin Sven spent all day staring at the... He was staring at that frozen orange juice can?
Yeah, because the label said concentrate.
Oh. Or when you replace that turn signal bulb in the old Buick and ask him to go outside and you turn on the blinker and ask which one worked?
Yeah, I remember going back to the back of the car and saying, yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah, no.
Or when Sven went to his lumber yard and to buy those 2x4s and the salesman asked him, how long do you want them? And he says, well, we're building a new hog house, so I guess we might need them pretty long time.
Or about the time Sven went to his job interview and they asked him if he had any religious views.
Oh, to which he said, no, but I have a nice picture of Norway.
Yeah, we kept it up for quite a while during our opening act.
Oh, they was fun times.
Yeah, back then I was always dabbling with a little bit of music and writing songs. They went over really pretty well in the club, don't you think?
Yeah, if you think so, Ole.
What do you mean if I think so? I know so.
Okay. But like most of our brilliant ideas, the show did not last for more than one season.
Yeah, that's because most people didn't know talent when they heard it.
Yeah, whatever you say there, Ole.
Now let me think. Hey, I remember one of the songs we did. I remember writing it about the Christmas season and all the holiday food we used to eat when I was a little young lad. So,
oh, yeah.
Hey, I think you remember parts of this song, too. Maybe we can get Edna to play here.
I believe I do.
Out on the table, Mother Lena said to me, speaking words of wisdom, delicacy.
But in my mind, another description, one that defies edibility. My own words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be, let it be, let it be.
Who could possibly eat that stuff so wiggly?
But my old man Lars soon spoke up then. It's tradition, son, don't you see? Speaking his words of wisdom, just listen to me.
But then I said, even with some allspice, cream sauce, herbs, or butter and brisk, my own words of wisdom, it's the fist.
Ludafisk, 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 Ludafisk. Who could possibly eat that stuff? Ludafisk. Ludafisk, 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 Ludafisk. Why would anybody eat that stuff? Ludafisk.
Oh, Ludafisk. Yeah, that one was okay, but you had other songs, too, I liked, you know. Like when Edna left you and went to that California.
It was a dark side of my
life. I know, and you wrote some good ones then. Say, how about that one when you wrote that day that the fixing lots of things in the barn and on the farm? Remember that the rusty bolts and such? That?
Oh, yeah, I remember this one quite well. Let's see, how's it? How many bolts must a rust rust down before you create a plan?
Oh, yeah. You know how many squeaks must a screen door squeak before you pull out the can?
Yeah, and how many times must your aching joints ache before you shake up the can?
The answer, my friend, is in the hardware store. The answer is WD-40. You know, Lars, maybe we should try to start up that club again. We could have some good acts, write some of our songs, and, you know, maybe we'll work this time.
Yeah, and I think my entertaining days are over.
Oh.
You know, Lars, we got a fresh cow to milk tomorrow morning, so chores will take a little longer.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. I better get home and get some shut-eye, you know. It was a long weekend, and I'm tired.
Yeah, but Buffalo Bill Dace was fun again, you have to admit.
Yeah, oh boy. Well, let's sleep on that one, Ole. Tomorrow is another day.
Good night, Lars.
Good night, Ole.
Ole, Lars, for that guy on the piano. Well, it's time for the Back Fence Gang to give us a sing-along song. So you guys, everybody can sing along to this one. This is when all the yard sales are.
Thanks again to all who make Over the Back Fence possible, the volunteer cast, crew, and sponsors of the Lanesboro Arts Center. Over the Back Fence takes place the second Friday of every month, March through November, at the St. Main Theater in downtown Lanesboro. More info on Over the Back Fence can be found at overthebackfencelanesboro.blogspot.com and on Facebook. I'm Bill Stoneberg, thanking you for listening to the live feed.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.